The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 876. It's the 19th of September, 2017. On the podcast today, I have Neil Ricketts, CEO of Versarion, that's VRS. And Neil talks about them winning the tender in order to supply nanomaterials, including their graphene, to the government's Centre for Process Innovation Limited. A very exciting area at the moment, graphene. Also on the podcast, as always, I have the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours and the top five most liked RNSs on the platform this morning too.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Ricketts, CEO of Versarion, and it's VIS ticker. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin, and welcome from San Francisco.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you've had very little sleep because obviously you had news out today, and so you want to see how that goes, and it's done well, the market's taken well to it. First and foremost, why are you in San Francisco, Neil?
It's a great occasion for us. I'm over with some guys I met a couple of years ago who run one of the technology incubators here, and the prime reason is to meet big companies like Google X and Microsoft over the next couple of days and showcase our technology.
Yeah, okay. Well, it seems like you're very busy, including news today, and we'll get to that in a bit. And the title of the RNS is Significant Tender Win. Before we get to that, Neil, for people not aware of Versarion, can you give us a brief summary as to what you're all about, please?
Yeah, sure. We're a materials group who specialise in bringing brand new materials out of universities into the commercial world.
Excellent stuff. Okay, and there's several different sections, but one of the sections that's probably the most exciting, that generates the most excitement, is the graphene part of your business. And today that's sort of included in the RNS, in the significant tender win. So can you explain what this is all about, please, Neil?
Yeah, sure. So VRS is pioneering the adoption of graphene. We've been talking to our shareholders for a long time now about getting these orders and, you know, taking that whole journey from, you know, being an interesting concept to commercial orders. And today is a massive milestone that we've been selected in all four of the tenders that we applied for. And so 100% success rate for one of the government catapult centres, so these huge centres of research. And VRS has been selected to use its materials in their projects. So a really great milestone for the company, and definitely a massive tick in the box in terms of credibility and reliability of supply.
Yeah, well, I know there are lots of people sort of trying to move into the graphene area because it's hot. I know there's different sort of levels of quality as far as graphene is concerned. This is obviously a validation of your sort of product, isn't it? Because they wouldn't actually be involved with you if it was substandard, would they, in any way?
No. So 65% of the tender was actually down to the specification that the companies could achieve. As I said just now, you know, we won all of the bids that we entered, which is testament to the quality of the material that we're producing. Yeah, we're quickly becoming the place to go to for these types of materials. The other really significant thing is that graphene is great, and it does an awful lot of things, but it can't do some things. And as part of the RNS today, we announced that we also launched a brand new product, which this is the first commercial order for, which is boron nitride, which is it has the properties that graphene doesn't have. So, and again, another really significant milestone for us.
I mean, someone on Twitter did say, what's the value of this? And I did reply back, obviously you haven't mentioned it because you probably can't mention it, but I did suggest maybe this this first step here with such a influential body is probably a huge amount of value involved in that longer term. But obviously you can't mention it. But how would you explain that? What's the value of this to Versarion?
Well, I mean, there's tangible and intangible benefits to this. The tangible benefits benefits is that we've already received the first order. So we've only just been selected as the successful party on the four bids that we won. And we've already had a significant order land on our desks as of this morning. You guys got a bit of an advantage. You're 8 hours ahead of me. But the guys in the office sent it over to me this morning. And for us, this is all about speed to market. It's all about getting this wonder material out there. It's all about the high quality and the scalability of our processes, which are all patented. And, you know, for us as a business, those are the kind of really tangible things. The intangible bits are this, you know, small company that only started 4 or 5 years ago, you know, in earnest, has now won a contract with the UK government. And for me, if I'm talking to these guys out in San Francisco and they're saying, yeah, okay, well, you know, you're great, but, you know, how do we know you're great? We can actually now put a massive badge down saying, you know, the UK government thinks we're the best for the job. Yeah. You know, on Wednesday evening at the European Innovation Day, where, you know, a lot of these new technologies from Europe are being showcased, I'll be talking in front of 500 corporates and Silicon Valley investors about the fact that the UK government has selected our company to provide their material.
Yeah, so that's what they do, is the Centre for Process Innovation, and you've sort of worded well here in the RNS. So you said they sort of bridge the gap between large global companies and technology to provide a route for scaling up and commercialisation, and that's what they do. So this order is from a corporate, is it?
Yeah. No, this order is from the Centre for Process Innovation. So this is so effectively what happens if you're a large global company, mm-hmm. you probably will find it very, very difficult to deal with a small company like ours because, you know, of this credibility gap and, you know, it's different language and so on. So the government set up this high-value manufacturing setup in order to bridge the gap so that very, very large companies, you know, think of some of the biggest companies in the world, have a place to go to where they can access the very latest UK technologies like our technology. And so it acts as a sort of broker between the two things. And the significance of this order is that we're the preferred choice now for the Centre for Process Innovation on these particular materials. This tender enables us to get our materials right to the front of the queue. So if you're a large corporate, you go to the Centre for Process Innovation or the National Graphene Institute, which we also work with, and the Cambridge Centre for Graphene. And the materials that they're selecting from are all ours. Yeah. And to me, yeah, that puts us in a prime location. The significant order that we announced in January last year, that came about as a relationship that was the National Graphene Institute's customer. That customer is now, you know, talking to us, you know, about further orders. So these strategic relationships are absolutely vital in order for us to get our material to these big companies.
Yeah, well, I know you've been busy behind scenes, and so it seems it's going to get a lot busier, isn't it?
Well, one of the problems and one of the reasons that I'm talking to you at 2 o'clock in the morning is exactly the problem. You know, we have far more to do than we have hours in the day at the moment. We have a large amount of corporates who are now excited by the possibility of having access to these sort of creditable and qualified materials. And the other thing that's really happened in the last couple of weeks is that the standards for graphene have started to be announced. So the qualifying body, ISO, mm-hmm. have actually defined what is graphene and what separates graphene from other materials like graphite. Mm-hmm. And for us, it is absolutely critical because we know our material fits in that standard. And so, you know, we're starting that whole process with the awarding bodies to make sure that we're the first company out there that has their material accredited.
Extra stuff. Okay, well, listen, let's scroll back a couple of weeks because we didn't talk after your contract win on the 7th of September. This is not for the graphene part of the business, but Total Carbide. Well, you explain this, and I like this because you're using parts for use in engines for one of the world's leading airliners. And I assume you can't mention them, but I wrote a blog, and it's neatly timed, actually. I did normally, I send it out early Monday morning, but I didn't have the time to do it, so I sent it out this morning, and your RNS kind of off the back of that as well. But and I said, when you get an initial introduction into a big sort of player, a global player like this, it's good for your, you know, the rest of your business as well, because I assume, you know, like I said, aerospace is one of those sectors, one of those industries that can benefit massively from use of graphene. So is that the case? Is my assumption correct in saying this will allow you to talk to them about your graphene products as well?
Absolutely. So, you know, what was key in our acquisition of AAC last October was that they were also working with automotive manufacturers, and it enables us, we're already in the supply chain, we can already take purchase orders. And this is this contract that you're talking about is really, really significant. It's the first aerospace contract that the group has signed, and therefore it is... it gives us the ability to talk to that company about all the other things that we're talking about. And they have, again, it comes back to this credibility. They already know that we have all the quality standards in place, that we're able to supply product to that sector. And that's really, really important. You know, myself as an individual, I've supplied that industry in the past, but not with Viserion. And there's a lot of work goes on in the background. My team is absolutely fantastic. You know, they're the sort of unsung heroes. The amount of work that goes in to secure these kind of orders, not only from a sales point of view, but from a quality standard, from a production engineering, you know, area, there's a lot of work goes on in the background. And I know that shareholders can sometimes get frustrated that there isn't the quantity of news or that sometimes there's a delay in the news. And to a certain extent, it's outside of our control, but never underestimate the amount of work that's going on in the background to secure these contracts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you know what I just did then? I copied from the document, UK's largest aero engine manufacturer, and literally the results come up there. And it's not, I mean, obviously you can't mention it, but it's not hard to find out. People did a bit of search and a bit of investigative work, and you can just see who are in that bracket there. So it's quite impressive. Excellent, Neil. Well, listen, there's only one thing left to do. For people listening right now, like the sound of where you're going, but are not yet following you on Vox Markets, give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button, please.
Okay, well, the three reasons are quite clear to me, that we continue to demonstrate that we are the preferred choice for these new type of materials. It's a very exciting sector to be involved in, absolutely growing on every level. The second thing is that we've de-risked the whole proposition. So not only have we got really, really exciting technology businesses, we've got some more traditional businesses which underpin the whole group, provide turnover and profitability. And the third thing is that we've got a fantastic team who are absolutely well-proven in this area. They've run these types of businesses for decades and have always been able to demonstrate great success.
Yeah, and don't forget, you're a shareholder too, a big chunky shareholder, so you believe in the business. I think something worth mentioning there. Excellent. Neil, good to chat to you. Like I said, you're getting very busy, and hopefully you get some sleep today. But listen, next time you have some news out, let's get you back on, and we'll chat very soon, hopefully. Thanks very much.
Look forward to talking to you soon, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Kennedy Ventures, K-E-N-V. At four, always there, most followed company on the platform of all time. It's Ascent Resources, AST. At three, Imperial Energy, EME. At two, Jersey Oil and Gas, JOG is the ticker there. And number one, most followed company, I think it was yesterday as well, I think, was Frontera Resources, FRR. Okay, top five most liked RNSs today are as follows. At five, Clear Leisure, CLP ticker there. Settlement of Minneapolis debt position. At four, Alba Mineral Resources, ALBA. Thule, Black Sands, Reconnaissance and Sampling. Or Reconnaissance, I should say, not Reconnaissance. That just shows how literate I am. At three, MySquare, MYSQ, integration of Arido Myanmar's billing services. At two, had Neil on the podcast earlier, Vesarion, significant tender win. And number one, it's from AsianMet Resources, ARS. AsianMet commences drilling high potential BK districts targets. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.